We are doing our 1 minute of halacha. So we said that a person has to forego learning his regular seder. A person has to forego any mitzvah that could pass, any mitzvah that could wait. He passes up on it right now and goes to listen to the Megillah publicly, and then he performs the mitzvah later. We know that cities that are walled from the time Yeshua bin Nun, they read on the 15th. And not only the city, but also the places that are close to the city. So long as they're within a mill and they could be seen with the city, or even if they're not seen with the city, if they're really close, those cities are going to read on the 15th. The reason it was instituted that we go by the walled cities from the time of Yeshua bin Nun is to honor the land of Israel that was in desolation at the time. The land of Israel did not have walled cities, and had they said, we'll go by the walled cities in the time of Achashverosh, then even Jerusalem wouldn't be considered a walled city. So they instituted, we go by the time of Yeshua, to give honor to those destroyed cities in Israel, that they would be considered walled cities. Cities that are not walled, read the Megillah on the 14th. If we're in doubt whether it's walled or not, so then we read both. On the 14th and the 15th, we only make the blessing on the 14th. What happens if a person is visiting one city or the other? Let him ask his local Orthodox rabbi. If Purim, the 15th, falls out on Shabbos, then we have a Purim Mishulash where we divide the mitzvot between Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. And if a person is traveling and he won't have a Megillah to read with him, he could potentially read the Megillah from the 11th onward if he won't have a Megillah. Chazal instituted that one could read the Megillah on the 11th, 12th, or 13th if he won't be able to hear it in its set time, but he reads it without a bracha.